This week, of course, the Australian Grand Prix at Albert Park Lake again. Are you going along? Interested? Excited? Hope the weather stays away? Definitely. The Greens have a concern with the Grid Girls. Sam Hibbins, the Greens member for Prahran in the State Parliament, having a word to John Fain this morning. This is what he said about the Grid Girls.
Completely inappropriate to be having a significantly taxpayer-funded event to have Grid Girls, completely inconsistent with gender equality in our state's gender strategy.
Inconsistent with gender equality. Andrew Westacott is the CEO of the Grand Prix Corporation. Andrew, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Raph. Nice to speak to you.
Inconsistent with gender equality, having Grid Girls?
Well, I'm not familiar with all the ins and outs of the gender equality policy, but from a respect point of view and a fit point of view with the event and just societal values, very comfortable with the presence of not only the specific Grid Girls, and we should talk about that terminology a bit more, but also personnel who are involved with the Grand Prix, who are all selected and worked through in a very tasteful, respectful manner.
I suppose the criticism would be that at best it treats women as an adornment, and at worst they're a sex object.
Well, I don't think there's any... No, I disagree, because I don't think there's any adornment or sex object or objectification involved whatsoever. The terminology of Grid Girl comes back from historic days where there is actually a function performed where someone marks a position where the cars start on the grid. Now, if that terminology is outdated and changed, I'm happy to go along with that.
But can I just ask, Andrew, what are they called? What's their formal title?
Well, they have a grid. The formal title would probably be best called grid marker or identifier in that manner.
But when you released the uniforms on the weekend, I think they were called Grid Girls by the Grand Prix or not?
Well, no, they just generally get called Grid Girls as a sort of part of the vernacular. But a lot of our partners, and I say sponsors and organisations involved with the event, will have promotional personnel working for them to promote products.
Sure, sure.
And they are generally young ladies who are very tastefully attired. And those they have to pass quite strict guidelines. They're all paid for by the sponsors involved.
Understood.
And the attire is worked through with our department of sponsorship and event content, which is made up of males and females, and they're all quite contemporary in their styling.
But they're essentially an adornment, aren't they? And most of them are women.
They are
young women.
They are young women. I spoke to a number of them the other day, and actually all of them are loving being involved because it actually gives them it either complements them modelling and acting roles they do. It fits in well with their studies. It fits in well with their part-time work. And in every instance, they were very, very happy to be involved and did not see it in one way from the angle Mr. Hibbins is referring to it as.
In South Australia, the government there stopped funding the Clipsal 500 Grid Girls. They didn't want to be associated with that. If the government said to you, no taxpayer money for Grid Girls, how would you greet that?
Well, what I would say is the Clipsal situation was that Clipsal, as the organisation, was paying for these young ladies, and they were certainly dressed in completely, I think, unacceptable attire. And compared to what we've got here in Victoria across half a dozen different sponsors, and they make that decision, and we're very supportive, and we set the guidelines about what's acceptable, consistent with our approach of making sure that women are not objectified in these sorts of ways, and I don't think they are in this instance.
Look, 1300 222 774 is the phone number. You're listening to Andrew Westacott. He runs the Grand Prix. The Greens have raised the idea of the Grid Girls just not being there anymore because there is some significant government funding into the Grand Prix race. Andrew, there have been instances in the past where domestic violence centres and sexual assault centres say, listen, any big sporting event, including the Grand Prix, we get an increase in calls. We get an increase in the problem. Could you see not having Grid Girls as being part of the solution to that problem?
I think it's a possibly a step in the right direction of discussing the topic, because then you get into that broader topic of having hostesses and females representing brands, and does that then bring involvement with the Emirates ladies who would be at the Melbourne Cup, or people who would be involved with other sponsorship alignment?
Sure.
And I think that's the debate.
Can I ask you a personal opinion, Andrew? I mean, you're right. You know, so the Melbourne Cup, there's a whole lot of people, women young women from the sponsor up there just on the stage. I'm not quite sure what for, because presumably the racing crowd has both men and women. Do you see any of that as the objectification of women, women being there simply as objects?
No, no, I don't see it. I see it performing a function that is representing and promoting the purchase and of brand. I think there are roles where males will be presented in ways to, I guess, promote and excite the public about sponsors' products, and there'll be roles where females can do that. And each of the brand marketers will choose what's best for their areas.
And the spike and in for them. The spike in sexual assault or domestic violence around sporting events, does that concern you?
Oh, it absolutely concerns me as a parent, and I don't think that's acceptable. And I think what we have to do is be able to have, like we were partnering White Ribbon Australia or White Ribbon Foundation last year as the official charity. And so these are the very strong conversations that have to be had. And I don't think there's any place to have women being objectified in ways that have been talked about by Mr. Hibbins. But I don't think that this is inconsistent with the approach that's taken in many other areas. But I do think we've got to have the debate about what's respectful and what's not.
Have you given Sam Hibbins an invite to come to the race this weekend?
No, I haven't missed Mr. Hibbins, but he might be coming along. I've got no idea.
No, that's okay. I know sometimes the parliamentarians get invited. Just a quick clarification as well, Andrew Westacott, if I can. One figure John Fain mentioned this morning, about $1 billion of taxpayer funds over the entire course of the Grand Prix being held in Melbourne. Would that be roughly an accurate figure? Well, $50 million a year over the number of years?
This is a 22nd race. If you wanted to use 50 as an average, you've got a billion. If you wanted to use 40 million as an average, you've got sort of 800. It's a big number, and I think that shows the investments that the government has made in our recurrent event and the investments it makes for tennis centres and infrastructure there and its calendar. And then I stack that up, and I'm very, very, I see the positives of this. You look at the visitor economy and the amount of tourism, $1.9 billion, that is linked to major events tourism, and that's very, very important for many, many industries in this state. So I think it pays for its way, and many, many governments over successive years across 22 years, and I think it's half a dozen premiers, have said that it's good value for money as well.
Andrew, thanks so much for your time.
No worries, Raph. Thanks.